This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says there is some good news from the front, where he claims the Ukrainian military is gradually pushing the Russian troops away from Kharkiv. The Ukrainian general staff said its forces drove the Russians out of four villages to the northeast of Kharkiv as it tries to push them back toward the Russian border. Meanwhile, Tuesday, Ukrainian officials say Russian missiles pummeled the vital port of Odessa, apparently as part of efforts to disrupt supply lines and weapon shipments critical to Kiev's defense. Ukraine's ability to stymie a larger, better-armed Russian military has surprised many who had anticipated a much quicker conflict. The war is now in its 11th week. A European leader on Tuesday told U.S. President Joe Biden a ceasefire and renewed negotiations should be pursued to end the war in Ukraine caused by Russia's invasion of its neighbor. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Italian President Mario Draghi in the Oval Office told President Biden more needs to be done to halt the fighting between the Russian invaders and the Ukrainian defenders.
People think that at least they want to think about the possibility of bringing a ceasefire and starting again some credible negotiations.
Earlier in the day, the top American intelligence official, Avril Haines, testified the United States does not see viable prospects for peace negotiations because Russia and Ukraine both think they can still make gains on the battlefield. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Federal prosecutors in the U.S. have charged the leader of a notoriously violent Haitian gang in connection with the kidnapping of 16 Americans last year, the Justice Department said Tuesday. Jermaine Joly, 29, is accused of leading a gang and is the first person charged by Justice Department prosecutors with having any involvement in the kidnapping of the Christian missionaries. He was extradited to the U.S. last week and faces separate charges in a firearms trafficking case, prosecutors said. The indictment says Joly was in a Haitian prison during the kidnapping, but was nonetheless able to direct his group's operations, including ransom negotiations for the captive's release. A total of 17 people from the missionary group, 12 adults and 5 minors, were abducted October 16th. The PGA Tour is denying releases for players to play in a Saudi-funded event. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The PGA Tour is denying releases to golfers who asked to be allowed to play in the first of a series of Saudi-funded tournaments. The first LIV Golf Invitational is scheduled to be played June 9th through the 11th at the Centurion Golf Club outside London. The Upstart League, being fronted by Greg Norman, will have 48-man fields competing over 54 holes, with the winner getting $4 million and last place $120,000. The PGA Tour informed players seeking releases of its decision late Tuesday afternoon, and then all players were notified in a short memo which was obtained by the Associated Press. I'm Mike Gracia.
Protesters and a key trade group in Sri Lanka called for a new government to take control of the crisis-hit country on Tuesday, while the president asked for calm following clashes that claimed 8 lives and prompted his brother to quit as prime minister. Sri Lanka has been suffering its worst economic crisis in history, with a severe shortage of foreign exchange stalling essential imports, including drugs and fuel. Protesters, angered by persistent shortages of fuel, cooking gas, and electricity, defied a curfew to attack government figures, setting ablaze homes, shops, and businesses belonging to ruling party lawmakers and provincial politicians. Recapping our top story, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says there is some good news from the front, where he claims the Ukrainian military is gradually pushing the Russian troops away from Kharkiv. The Ukrainian general staff says its forces drove Russians out of 4 villages to the northeast of Kharkiv as it tries to push them back toward the Russian border. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.